USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration will send its 15th aid package to Ukraine. That means U.S. taxpayers have provided more than $7 billion since the beginning of Russia's invasion. A defense official telling CNBC the U.S. coordinated a $400 million weapons package with Ukrainian officials. Before heading off to his Delaware beach house on Friday, President Biden took some time to praise the men and women of the CIA.
And have the best possible information provided, most capable, reliable intelligence community in the world. And again, not hyperbole, you are clearly the best in the whole world.
Visiting its headquarters in Northern Virginia, Biden calling the agency the bedrock of America's national security. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden is reacting to the news of an assassination of a country's prime minister.
Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is dead, shot with a homemade gun during a campaign speech. During a press conference, President Biden speaks on how shocking it is because gun violence is extremely rare in Japan.
This hasn't happened in Japan in decades and decades. I'm told we'll go all the way back to the late 30s, the mid-30s.
Abe was a popular leader and became the country's longest prime minister. Investigators say the suspect arrested at the scene told them he was unhappy with Japan's former prime minister and intended to kill him. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Twitter's board says it will pursue legal action after Elon Musk said he is seeking to terminate their $44 billion deal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The White House is being pressed about an incident involving Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh this week.
I said peaceful protest should be allowed. We condemn intimidation, and we condemn any violence.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Kavanaugh had to leave through a back door at a D.C. restaurant for his safety. The president able to hang his hat on a positive jobs report.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting Friday that 372,000 jobs were added in June to American non-farm businesses. That number did beat expectations. The unemployment rate stayed unchanged at 3.6%. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Several Illinois Democrats are working on building up support to ban assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. At the same time, Governor J.B. Pritzker and state lawmakers plan to close loopholes in the state's firearm owner identification card system. This after a deadly mass shooting north of Chicago in Highland Park, Illinois, on the 4th of July. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is hinting that the league will pick a streaming service as its new host for Sunday Ticket. Sunday Ticket allows fans to watch games that aren't on their local TV stations. Goodell says the league will choose its next Sunday Ticket destination this fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.